Welcome to the June 9th edition of the Applied Clinical Trials Brief. First up for today, in part one of a new video interview, Raj Indupuri, CEO and co-founder of eClinical Solutions, explained how the FDA's push toward continuous data review is exposing fundamental fragmentation in clinical trial infrastructure. Unified data pipelines capable of integrating disparate systems in real time are essential to make regulatory continuous monitoring operationally feasible. Up next, in our latest FAQ article, vaccine trials face mounting pressure from rising costs, regulatory uncertainty around immunobridging and approval pathways, and persistent vaccine hesitancy. Portfolio-level standardization of endpoints and eCOA instruments can reduce build times by 50%, while behavioral science frameworks, measuring participants' psychology rather than just visits, are critical for managing engagement in mega trials. And finally, in industry news, Roche and Nurix entered a $2.3 billion global collaboration on a BTK degrader designed to overcome resistance mutations and incomplete pathway suppression that limit conventional BTK inhibitors. Phase 3 trials in CLL are planned for summer 2026, with potential expansion to immunology and neurology indications, where BTK signaling plays a central role. And that's all for today's ACT Brief. Join us again tomorrow for more updates shaping ClinOps and drug development.